Lease Pull Ahead is here at Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City.
Hi, I'm Dan Curtis. Chrysler is doing Lease Pull Ahead for the first time ever. If your lease expires between May 1st, 2014 to August 31st of this year, Curtis Chrysler can get you out of your lease early and into a better lease now. Ram Truck Month is going on this month. Stop in and get the best deals of the year on the 2014 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Ram Crew Cab leases are great, starting at just $217 per month. This winter isn't half over yet. Stop in and see our great selection of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles. Curtis Chrysler has all-wheel drive Chargers, 300s, and Journeys, as well as four-wheel drive Rams and Jeeps. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep in downtown Cass City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChryslerDodgeJeep.com or call toll-free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Welcome back to your WIW Sports postgame show here in Cass City as the crowd is still mingling down there on a snow-coming 2014 evening as the USA Patriots take home the victory back to the Unionville Sebring area 52-38. They led us by as many as 17 throughout that game, very close to the end of the fourth quarter. We had four lead changes, believe it or not, in this game very early. Cass City actually led 5-4. In the first quarter with 2:40 left. But when it came down to it, turnovers, Cass City had 13, USA with 11. And, John, you want to take a look at that shot chart if that kind of actually muddles things more than anything.
Well, you know, let me put it this way. If the tray shot for Cass City, if it fell tonight, then this would have been a totally different ball game. Because I know they shoot better than this normally. It's just been a rough go for them for the past couple weeks, especially with the last three games. The Cass City Redhawks, they're just having troubles finding the basket right now, even though they came up with 38 points tonight, which was a tad better than what they have been in the last few games. But as far as percentages are concerned, the Cass City Redhawks, They shot 37% for the entire game, 16 field goals for 45 attempts. USA, they had two more attempts than what Cass City did, but they were shooting 42%. But, you know, to tell you the truth, the percentages really don't matter when you have a guy like Brendan Ballard. He really was the difference in the ball game. Brendan Ballard is just a luxury to have. You know, when you feed the post, you're either going to get the ball back and a really good look at the basket, or he's got it in for a two-point layup. That's essentially the story of the game. Too much Brendan Ballard.
Brendan Ballard, let's just continue the conversation about him. After the first quarter, he had 2 points. At halftime, he had 12 points. After the third quarter, 25 points. Finished the game, 36 points. And not too bad from the free throw line. He went 6 for 9 from the free throw line on the night. I'll take that as a big guy. 36, 6 for 9 from the free throw line, double-double, rebounds galore. We didn't keep track of that, but I can assure you he had more than 10.
The only thing he didn't do was take a three-point shot, which he does do.
He can do that. Excuse me, he was 6 for 10, in fact. I apologize for that. He's human. But otherwise, for the leading scorers for the USA Patriots, Aaron Sines, the sophomore, with 6 points, four of those coming off of free throws in the fourth quarter. Seth Gangler with 4, and then three guys with 2 points. Nick DeSimpler, Zach Kramer, and Brandon Harper.
Go figure.
Don't need much when you have 36 for one guy playing down in the post.
You know, usually, like I said, Zach Kramer is one of the people that you can count on to have double figures. Tonight wasn't his night, but look at what how it worked out. Brendan Ballard just kind of took up the slack, and that was the game.
As far as free throws go, in the first half, USA was 4 for 8 from the free throw line for 50%. I can do that one in my head. In the second half, they were 8 for 10 for 80%. So 12 for 18 in the night for 66.6% from the charity stripe on the road. Not too bad as looking at it from a coach's perspective. I'll take it. Move on to the next game.
Oh, you better believe it. And I pity the next opponent that USA plays.
Feed it inside. Am I correct?
Somebody's going to have to go ahead and learn how to front him. That's the only two ways you can do it, is front them and get some backside help.
And Cass City did well with it when Mason Earle was in there, but unfortunately you only get five fouls, and his time was limited in there as Ballard was just too much for him to handle.
Yeah, Mason was also warming up on the offensive side too. And what are you going to do?
For Cass City, leading scorer was Sawyer Cutherell with 12 points. He had four at halftime, loaded in eight in the second half. Colin Hardwick with 2 points, Dakota Hartle with three, Jacob Perry with two, Kyle Ross with two, Curtis Dickinson with 11 points. He was resilient throughout the game, knocked in 5 points in the third quarter and 4 points in the fourth quarter, working off that left block, spin move right to the lane, and it seemed to be working for Cassidy, but unfortunately at that point it was too much to overcome.
Mason Earlo, I want to mention that is that what it looked like was that he was getting good looks, but he was also feeding other people. And in so doing, he was actually making other people play better around him, and other people were the recipients of what he was doing out there. When they lost Mason Earle, that was a tough blow, I thought.
And the last player to mention here, Tristan Koontz, with 6 points, a three to start out the game. He actually had the points to start the scoring for Cass City in both halves, a three-point shot in the first quarter and a three-point play in the third quarter for 6 points. Free throws for Cass City. They didn't attempt one in the first half as most of their game was from the perimeter. Second half, they were 3-for-4 from the free throw line for 75%, as well as the game. John Mooney, last thoughts from Cass City.
Well, Cass City has some things to think about, I'm sure. And I'm sure that Coach Fernald has been through this before, and he knows exactly what button to push. And basically, it's to go ahead and say, you know, look what we have. We have a really nice balance. We have a good inside game. We have a nice outside game. We just got to have a little more confidence in ourselves, go out there, go to work, and let's just go ahead and pick it up and forget about what the past is, point toward the future. Right now, Cass City has taken themselves out of the GTC West race, but there's something called districts looming, too, and it's time to go ahead and start pointing toward that.
Yes, indeed. As far as the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game, Ryan Brown, who was not present but sent his proxy vote in, he was actually the winner tonight. He predicted USA would win 58-46. Not too bad considering the final score was 52-38. So a very impressive call by Ryan Brown there. Hopefully he'll be joining us next broadcast. We're to be determined still at this point.
Yeah, Ryan, let's face it. If he's listening in, he's probably just smacking lips and going, yes, you know, I called that one.
Well, he'd be getting out of work as we speak at 9:30 in Saginaw. Tonight's game sponsor is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb on their 4G LTE network. Heron County Independent Insurance Agents, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Knight's Insurance Agency, Howard's Heating and Cooling, Reggie Ignash Farm Bureau Insurance, and Curtis Chrysler. The cellular transmission of this broadcast, as well as the internet transmission of this broadcast, were carried by the 4G LTE network of Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, I'd like to thank you for listening tonight on a little bit of a bizarre night, bizarre broadcast. We survived. The voice held up for the most part. I can't complain. Take our punches, move on to next week.
We just hope that the car is still out there.
Let's hope so. I had to move that in the pregame. Let's hope so. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. Color commentary, in-game analysis, John Mooney, and I'm director and host of this broadcast. On behalf of the entire WLA Sports broadcast team, so long from Cass City, USA 52, Cass City 38. See you next week.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. President Barack Obama says America couldn't be prouder of its Olympic athletes. The president says the members of Team USA are an inspiration to the nation, and America will be watching and rooting for them. The U.S. has sent 230 athletes to Sochi, Russia, the largest delegation for any country at the Winter Games. Opening ceremonies were Friday. The pilot and crew of a Turkish airliner are being credited with convincing a would-be hijacker that they were following his wishes to fly to the Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, while continuing on their intended destination to Turkey. Officials say the man claimed to have a bomb. The flight from Ukraine landed safely in Istanbul.